It's Country 730, The Patriot, being joined by Dr. Jeff Sarazin this morning. Thank you for joining us, Jeff.
Yes, good morning.
We're talking eye safety as we get into the 4th of July season. So we've got all the fireworks. People are stocking up. They want to go and they have those little fireworks shows in their backyard. But important to stay safe. And I guess tell us, first of all, how many people are injured by fireworks, especially eyes, this time of year?
Yeah, each year there's somewhere between 9 and 12,000 people that sustain fireworks injuries. The eye is the second most common place for an injury from fireworks, followed by the, of course, by the hands and by the fingers.
And what are the, I guess, the primary types of fireworks that are going to cause damage specifically to the eyes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good question. It's hard to believe, but the most common eye-related injury from fireworks is due to sparklers, especially in children. And it's kind of funny, you know, we think about what we do with our kids during the 4th of July. We give them a glowing hot stick, which is burning at 1,800 degrees, and we have them run in the dark with this thing. Well, you know, that's really just a bad combination. But the sparks from the sparklers can really cause some short-term and some long-term damage if those come in contact with a child's eyes. So we really want to urge people to think twice about what they're doing when they give a young child a sparkler.
And certainly the younger, the more supervision should be needed. I don't think I hear you saying don't use them at all.
Correct. They just need to be used with some common sense. And again, you know, 3-, 4-, 5-year-olds aren't able to make really the best decisions sometimes. So again, just to hand them that piece of metal, which is extremely hot, and have them run off in the dark is just not a good combination.
Talking with Dr. Jeff Sarazin, eye doctor in Wausau here this morning, and a member of the Wisconsin Optometric Association. Jeff, talk to us a little bit about some other prevention tips we can take, not just with those sparklers, but other mm-hmm. things to avoid these eye injuries to begin with.
You know, fireworks really just need to be left to a professional. A lot of times people will like to purchase the fireworks and have some fun in their backyard. And what's kind of interesting is if you look at most of the fireworks injuries in adults, they're mostly related to men. It's significantly more, it's just more common in men mm-hmm. than it is in women, because some of the guys try to do some crazy things in the backyard with their own fireworks. They might try to put them into a bottle or a can, which can explode and send some shrapnel into the crowd. So again, really, you know, fireworks are just best left to a professional. Go enjoy the show, sit back and relax, and let somebody else do it.
And I wanted to ask you too, Jeff, say there is an eye injury with a sparkler mm-hmm. or something else. What is the best thing medically that a person can do? What is the first aid that can be applied to an eye injury?
Yeah, that's a good question, because this is a message we want to get to our listeners here. First of all, don't rub the eye or apply any pressure to it. You want to protect the eye from any pressure. A lot of people just cut the bottom of a foam cup off and put it over the eye and get to an eye professional. Don't try to put any drops or ointment in the eye. Just protect the eye from any more pressure and seek out a healthcare professional.
And that is, of course, the best tip should something happen. First and foremost, though, is prevention.
Right. That's exactly right.
Anything else that you'd like to mention, Jeff, as we head into this 4th of July season?
No, again, you know, it's we're all glad that summer's here and it's the 4th of July is real close now. We just want people to use a little common sense with fireworks. And again, just give it a second thought before you give those sparklers to the young children.
Jeff, we thank you for joining us. Have a happy 4th of July and a wonderful summer.
Thank you. You too.
Dr. Jeff Sarazin joining us here this morning on The Patriot, Country 730.